Hello and welcome to the Echo Chamber podcast. My name is Tony Groves and we are covering the coronavirus, ongoing coronavirus, COVID-19 thing. But you know what, actually, today is a better day because we're going to talk about some of the great things, the initiatives that people are doing in the communities. Without anybody giving you doing anything good, Martin?
I do lots of really good things, Tony, on a daily basis.
In the background, I'd say.
I've moved from days to seasons. I'm no longer counting days. It's liberating. But listen, I'd just like to say, before we go ahead, we are busting our asses trying to get all this information out as much as we can. And many podcasts coming off the Torch Shack now. So please chip in, be a part of the project. Go to patreon.com/tortoiseshack, and for the price of a cup of coffee a month, you can support us. Thank you. Listen, Tony, back to you, buddy.
Listen, much more importantly, we're delighted to be joined on the line by John Harrington of COVID-19 tech.ie, which is a great new initiative for people who are at home self-isolating and cocooning. John, do you want to give us the listeners a bit of an idea of what you guys are doing?
It's very simple, and thanks for, by the way, the opportunity to just get it out there. The idea is simple. It is to support the isolated who are cocooned involuntarily by this and who may be having issues with all kinds of the tech, whether it's their Wi-Fi, their phones, their PCs, anything to do with technology that we can help with. And then we've got an escalating level of help then that we can depend on from our volunteer group. So that's really it. It's help for the elderly with their tech.
And how do they access you, John?
Okay, so we have, a number of different channels. We have our Twitter feed, which is at COVID-19_tech. That's COVID-19_tech. Our website has got an inquiry form on it. So the website is COVID-19tech.ie. That's again, 9 as opposed to spelling of the number, COVID-19tech.ie. And then we have our helpline, which is 01-9633-288.
And we'll put those links at the end, John. We'll put them on at the end. What are you looking for specifically? You need, besides being there to give support, you're also looking for people to provide support.
We are, because as you can imagine, the call numbers are starting to increase slowly as we our name gets out there and people recognize the service that's been offered. So we need a number of things, right? We need volunteers, even if you're not technical, to help with the process definition. We have a code of conduct document, for example. You don't have to be a techie to put your knowledge into something like that. Mm. We have a complaints procedure. So we have everything that you'd expect, even though this is a group of volunteers. It's only started about a week and a half ago, but we've brought it all the way up through a formal telephony platform into the online presence that we have, the domain registration, etc., that you can now see, and that's all been done by the various kinds of volunteers who are not all techies, but as long as you've got a brain in your head, you're going to be able to help. As long as you can answer a phone and you have one yourself, you're going to be able to help. And I'll give you a typical case in point in that. The other day was a lovely call we got from a guy who had his brand new smartphone, and from using it so often during this. His button, would you believe, the button at the bottom of it, without giving away the brand of phone that it is, got stuck.
Yeah.
So it was a very simple case of explaining to him, how you basically clean that with Johnson's cotton bud. As simple as that. That's not a hugely technical piece of work to do.
Yeah.
And he rang back this morning with an absolutely lovely message of thanks that is what we're, what motivates us all. And that was to say that the sun was shining in two different ways for him today, because the only device that he had to make those kind of calls is now back and working, and he says, I'm calling you from it. So it's you can imagine, the point being is that it's so simple on the one hand, and the technical knowledge that you need to have isn't huge, but it's just being there for that call.
I think that's a It's great when you hear those stories, because there are a lot of people. I know, for example, that I was dealing with my in-laws are cocooning in Cork and dealing with their broadband provider, trying to keep them in touch with, you know, us basically, and trying to negotiate that, and then trying to negotiate how you get them to use services that they're not used to using, and explaining like we're doing this podcast on Zoom. We weren't even using Zoom a couple of months ago at all when we were dealing with anything. So, you know, just the service is free. Yeah.
The service is free, and it runs from 8 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock in the evening every day of the week. And even if we aren't able to take your call, there is a voicemail system there that we will get back to you as soon as we can. The voicemail system runs 24/7. There's an automated forward then of that voicemail to a number of us. So you can be absolutely guaranteed every call will be returned.
That's very good, John. Can I ask, John, were you a techie in the old world?
There'll be colleagues of mine now when I say yes, smiling, going, yeah, right. But yeah, I've been steeped in technology for the last 30 years and done nothing else, whether that's fortunate or unfortunate. I'm not an accountant who decided to change careers due to a midlife crisis or anything. So,
did they have midlife crises?
Well, I
think they cause a few.
Sorry, maybe I should have picked a more neutral profession. But you know, I think a lot of the guys that we have in volunteer world are, you know, are very, pure technicians technical people, and then you've got other people who are more kind of process and people orientated. But we've got a fantastic. I couldn't proud to be Irish is something that that I actually put in the mail the other day when I saw the work that some of the volunteers are doing and the diligence they're putting into it. It is just fantastic. It is. It really gives you a good sense of community working with these people.
John, can I just ask about security? How secure is it for people who are using the service?
Yeah, so we will not, unless we discuss it and agree it with somebody, ask for personal details or to access their device. All the calls are recorded. All the emails are secured in a data center. We have... The solutions that we're using are all industry standard. There's nothing being run out of the back of somebody's bedroom. And we're working with the likes of Alone and with Age Action, and we're complying with all the usual standards that you would expect.
That's very good.
Yeah. No, because the service is free, nobody will ever be asked for anything to do with their finances. So no cards will ever be asked for. No details about their bank, nothing like that. This is all about the technology.
Yeah, John. So I suppose, look, there's two calls here. If you're at home and you're listening to this, or you have a loved one who's is cocooning and or is isolated, and you think that they could benefit, they're struggling with a new piece of technology, be it a tablet, a laptop, or a smartphone. You know, this is a resource for you. And then the second thing is, if you're at home and you have a bit of free time on your hands and you can help out, and you're a bit of a tech nerd, you're not like Martin. I asked Martin to copy and paste the document to me the last day, and he took a scissors out. He's Joe.
See, I'm ready for the new world. I'm ready for the new world.
Honestly, he tried to blue tack a picture onto an image for me. But if you're actually doing this, you know what? Go and check out the website, because these are the initiatives that, as John has rightly pointed out, it tells us who we are as a community. Even though we're apart, we are stronger together. John, very, very last thing. In terms of the service, do you yourselves, how do you envisage this going now for the next while? Is it just, you know, you're hoping that this is going to be something that you're going to be committed to for a few months, or will it outlive the COVID crisis?
Well, we estimate for the normal population, as everyone knows, it's going to be 3 weeks before we're even discussing back to normal. There is more than likely going to be another 3 weeks for the more vulnerable, such as the elderly. So it's at least 6 weeks of a lifetime on it, and it's not longer. So we'll just have to wait and see. That's why we need more volunteers. We know for a fact, we can look at the graphs, right, and the numbers of calls are picking up daily. We need volunteers so that the volunteers we have aren't overstretched and they get some kind of a break. And yeah. This is going to be definitely ongoing for 6 weeks minimum. So again, you can imagine we need that cover from people out there.
John, thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat with us. It's a great initiative and I hope it people avail of it. And thank you again for taking the time to talk to us.
Martin, Tony, thank you.
No problem. Listen, folks, last time, the details will be on the podcast itself, but just it's at COVID-19_tech, or you can visit the website. It's COVID-19tech.ie, and you can volunteer. They're also on Facebook, so just make sure you check it out, and if you can, help out. This is what it's all about. Talk to you all soon. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.